KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Bull Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Bull Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, Shenandoah hosted the Hawkeye 10 Conference Cross Country Meet last night. On the girls' side, the team champion is Harlan as they win with 33 points. Shenandoah Essex, 52 points for second place. Creston was third with 78. Lewis Central, 110 for fourth. And Atlantic had 122 for fifth, followed by Glenwood, Denison, and Kemper Catholic. Individually, the top 10 included Jessica Feldman of Harlan and Bailey Cool of Harlan in the first two spots. Maria Mostick of Creston, Tiffany Williams of Atlantic, and Marissa Clint of Harlan round out the top five. The second five include Megan Plambeck of Atlantic, Emily Wignall of Creston, Mariah Johnson, Jasmine Glasgow, and Megan Hart, all of Shenandoah Essex. On the boys' side, the team title went to Shenandoah Essex with 38 points. Glenwood with 58 was second. Harlan with 88 third. Creston, Kemper Catholic, Lewis Central, Red Oak, Denison, Atlantic, and Clarinda round out the rest of the field. Individually, the top 10 was led by Sean Skillern of Shenandoah Essex, with Philip Soranko of Harlan, Jeff Reeve of Glenwood, Dustin Werner of Kemper Catholic, and Chris Brace of Harlan, the top five. The second five include Nate Hoyt of Shen Essex, Joe Blake of Shenandoah Essex, Jay Wolf of Creston, Glenwood's Baker Cambridge, and Zach McCoy of Shenandoah Essex finish off the top 10. In high school volleyball action last night, in Rolling Hills Conference play, it was Adair Casey beating Ankeny Iowa Christian 2-0. Exira EHK over Glidden Ralston 2-0. Exira EHK beat Orient Maxburg in 2 straight. Grandview Park Baptist topped Exira EHK 2-0. Ankeny Christian over Iowa Christian 2-0. The Western Iowa Conference tournament finished up last night with Underwood capturing the title. The Eagles came back from a 2-0 deficit to win 3-2 over Trainer in the championship match. Consolation match went to Tri-Center with a 3-1 win over Missouri Valley. Also around the region in girls volleyball last night, Arweva beat Charter Oak Ute 3 in a row. Earlham over West Central Valley 3-0. East Mills a 3-1 winner over Heartland Christian. IKM Manning outlasting Denison 3-2. Logan Magnolia beat Bowyer Valley 3 in a row. Red Oak took 2 of 3 from Thomas Jefferson. Red Oak down in Corning 2-0. Thomas Jefferson beat Corning 2-1. St. Albert over Glenwood 3-1. Stanton a 3-sweep over Sydney. Woodward Granger beat Guthrie Center 3 in a row. Abe Lincoln over Shenandoah 3-2 last night. Well, week 8 of the high school football season has some intriguing matchups as we prepare for the final postseason run. In action tonight in Class 3A District 1, Atlantic will be at home as the Trojans play host to Harlan tonight, a game that's important for both teams in the playoff chase. Atlantic 5-2, 2-2 in the district, while Harlan sits 6-1, 3-1 in district play. That's the game we'll have for you here on KJAN tonight, live from the Trojan Bowl, as Chris and I will have that broadcast for you this evening. Now, you can hear from Coach Nick Ross of Atlantic at 4:45 this afternoon on Trojan Preview, and then we'll hear from both coaches as part of our pregame show. The evening gets started at 6 o'clock with Who's Gonna Win. We'll follow that at 6:30 with our pregame activities, and then we'll kick it off at 7 o'clock tonight from the Trojan Bowl. Atlantic hosting Harlan this evening. Don't forget, Brett Johnson will be along at halftime to update you on other scores, and he'll have scores, highlights, and some interviews for you later on this evening after the ball game on our Friday Night Football Scoreboard Show. Also in District 1 tonight, ADM will host Perry. Glenwood is at Lewis Central, while Creston has a non-district game at Winterset. In 3A District 2 tonight, Carroll is at Sergeant Bluff Luton. Bishop Heelan Catholic plays at Denison. In Class 2A action tonight in District 8, Clarinda's at Shenandoah. Red Oak is at Kemper Catholic as well. Also in Class 1A District 2, IKM Manning hosting Pocahontas area. In Class 1A District 8 play tonight, Missouri Valley's at Trainer. Nottoway Valley's at St. Albert. Panorama plays at Tri-Center. In Class A football tonight, tonight, District 7, Audubon is at Martinsdale St. Mary's. Madrid goes to Bedford, Guthrie Center at Earlham. Also in District 8, among the games, AHST at Logan Magnolia. Griswold plays at East Mills. Riverside at West Monona, and Underwood is at Westwood tonight. In eight-man football, among the games around the region tonight, in District 6, Adair Casey is at Ankeny Christian. Also in District 7, Exira EHK will host Arweva this evening. Also in District 8, Cam will play on the road at Corning, among those matchups around the region this evening. On Thursday night NFL football, Rob Baronis kicked his fourth field goal, a 40-yarder, as time expired, and the Tennessee Titans beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 26-23, snapping a two-game skid. Matt Hasselbeck threw a 5-yard TD pass to Kenny Britt with 4:19 left to tie it at 23 as the 2-4 Titans snapped a three-game losing streak to the Steelers. Pittsburgh is 2-3 after losing its third straight road game this season, and for the fifth time in six games dating back to last season, despite Ben Roethlisberger throwing for 363 yards and becoming the Steelers' career passing leader. In other NFL news, Chiefs quarterback Matt Castle has been ruled out for Sunday's game at Tampa Bay with a concussion. The club has announced that Brady Quinn will start an NFL game for his first time since the 2009 season. Castle was hurt in the fourth quarter of a loss last Sunday to Baltimore. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In baseball yesterday, the Baltimore Orioles and the New York Yankees are going the distance to see who plays Detroit in the AL Championship Series. J.J. Hardy's RBI double in the 13th inning drove in the go-ahead run as the Orioles picked up a 2-1 win over the Yankees yesterday. That sets up the decisive Game 5 this afternoon in the Bronx. Yankees ace C.C. Sabathia faces off against the Orioles' Jason Hamill. Yankees held a moment of silence before the game in honor of Yankee manager Joe Girardi's father, Jerry, who died Saturday in Illinois at the age of 81. For 5 days, Girardi did not disclose his dad's death to his players, preferring not to talk about it and not wanting to distract his team. Jerry Girardi will be buried in Tampico, Illinois next Monday, an off day in the AL Championship Series. The Detroit Tigers are going on to the AL Championship Series against the Orioles-Yankees Game 5 winner. It's the third time in seven seasons the Tigers have reached the ALCS. Justin Verlander hurled a four-hit shutout, and the Tigers beat Oakland 6-0 to win the decisive fifth game in the AL Division Series. Verlander struck out 11, posting his seventh complete game this season. Well, Jason Worth fought off pitch after pitch, and then finally on the 13th pitch thrown by reliever Lance Lynn, Worth delivered the most important hit in the seven-year history of the Washington Nationals. He lined a fastball over the left field wall in the bottom of the ninth to give the Nats a dramatic 2-1 win over St. Louis, extending their season for at least one more day. Earlier, Adam LaRoche hit his second homer of the postseason. Washington starter Ross Detweiler and St. Louis right-hander Kyle Loesch hooked up in an old-fashioned pitcher's duel in the nation's capital. After Detweiler's six strong innings, the Nats' bullpen was superb. In three innings, relievers Jordan Zimmerman, Tyler Clippard, and winner Drew Storen struck out 8 out of 9. The Nationals and Cards will decide the National League Division Series tonight in Washington. The Nationals go with their 21-game winner Gio Gonzalez against Adam Wainwright for the defending World Series champion Cardinals. Buster Posey had a grand slam as San Francisco completed its startling comeback by holding off the Cincinnati Reds 6-4 in the decisive Game 5 of the National League Division Series. After dropping the first two games at home, the Giants bounced back with three straight wins at Cincinnati to move into the National League Championship Series. Giants are the first NL team to rally from a 2-0 deficit in the Division Series, which began in 95. The Giants will await the Washington-St. Louis winner. Well, it's been years since Iowa had a true center or a star point guard. Hawkeye coach Fran McCaffrey may have landed both in a single recruiting class, and it doesn't hurt that they're homegrown kids either. Freshman center Adam Woodbury and point guard Mike Gazelle, who hail from the Sioux City area and South Sioux City, Nebraska, headlined perhaps the best crop of newcomers the Hawkeyes have had in recent memory. Both were consensus top 100 recruits and Iowa-based AAU teammates. They'll be asked to play a major role in Iowa's quest to end a seven-year NCAA basketball tournament drought. Defending Big 12 men's basketball champion Kansas, Big 12 champion or co-champion each of the last eight seasons, is the preseason favorite to win a repeat again. League coach has tapped the Jayhawks as the overwhelming 2012-13 favorite in the annual preseason vote released on Thursday. Kansas was 16-2 in league play last season, making it all the way to the NCAA championship game against Kentucky. The Jayhawks returned senior starters Jeff Withey, Elijah Johnson, and Travis Relaford. Since coaches are ineligible to vote for their own team, Kansas got the maximum 9 first-place votes available. The other top vote went to Baylor, which was picked second. Oklahoma State is third, followed by Texas, Kansas State, and Big 12 newcomer West Virginia. Oklahoma, Iowa State, Texas Tech, and TCU round out that poll. In racing, Greg Biffle wins the pole for Saturday night's race at Charlotte Motor Speedway, the first NASCAR Cup race without an Earnhardt in 33 years. Dale Earnhardt Jr. will sit out the next two races after sustaining his second concussion this year during a 25-car pileup Sunday at Talladega. Reagan Smith, who will drive Earnhardt's number 88 Chevrolet, qualified 26th. By sitting out the next two races, Little E most certainly will finish last in the 12-driver chase race. NASCAR driver A.J. Allmendinger will race this weekend for the first time since his July drug suspension. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022, located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.